Blog Talk Radio.
Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, I know we're in the midst of tax season. That means that there's fog out there and you can't quite see through the fog yet. That means that you don't have all your stuff in order. You don't have your W-2s and all this stuff yet. But the fog is lifting. as the day goes on, or as the weeks go on, the fog is lifting, and now you're going to be out of the midst of tax season, and you're going to be in the middle of tax season. And that's the time to call PA on duty. 770-732-0244. Write that number down. They're a professional accounting firm. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. 818-301-5834. I know today I was late getting my show notes out to everyone. I'm sorry about that, but if you were online, and if you are online right now, and there's an icon there that says follow this show. If you'd click on that icon and set that up where you can follow the show on a daily basis, anytime I set up a show and put a show together to do, you'll get a confirmation of that show. I mean, right after I set it up, you'll get a confirmation of that show. And that way, you know, you'll know the time and everything of the show each day, okay? And those who are on that part of the show, I mean, you knew a while ago that I was having the show, okay? Now, those people I have set up as far as messages through sale goes, then you just got your confirmation just a little bit ago, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm in the middle of, I'm taking an investment class, and I got up this morning hoping that I'd get up early enough to get my class done and then be able to get on the show. I couldn't get out of bed this morning for some reason, okay? So I'm actually in the middle of my class, and I was like, I got to get on the show. It's time for my show. So I had to get the message out and jump on the show real quick, and here we are, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And like I tell people a lot of times, people ask me to do different things, and I just can't. I'm sorry, but I just can't put any more on my plate. My plate is full. There's no room for more food. And again, I'm sorry about that. But once I am able to get some of this food off my plate, then I'll be open to other things. All right. Anyway, here we are. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's weather is, again, guys, is going to be an excellent, excellent day here in the ATL. But before we get to the weather, today's word of the day is pandiculation. Pandiculation. Pandiculation is a noun, and it means a stretching and stiffening, especially of the trunk and extremities, as when you're fatigued and drowsy or after waking from sleep. And the stiffening of the trunk is your body, like from your neck down to your waist. That's the trunk of your body. The extremities are the arms, the neck, and the legs of the body. Okay, those are extremities. So a stretching and stiffening, especially of the trunk and extremities, that's pandiculation. So when you wake up in the morning and you stretch, you know, you stretch and you yawn and you stretch your arms out, guys, stretch your legs out and all that. It feels so good. It helps your body, okay? to stretch out. That's pendiculation, when you stretch in the morning, okay? Stretching out those, the trunk and the extremities of the body. Pendiculation. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good word. That's a good one to put in your vocabulary, okay? Now, right now it's about 44 degrees outside here in the ATL, and we're looking at a high of 70 today. 70 degrees today is going to be the high, and a low tonight of 37, and tomorrow we're looking at 61 and a possible chance of rain. Friday, we're looking at 55 and a higher chance of rain. Saturday, 55 and a chance of rain. Sunday, 59 and pretty clear. Slight chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. But tomorrow and Friday, tomorrow's a good chance of rain, and Friday is a better chance of rain. Okay? But the temperature is going to be very, very mild for this time of year. All right? So, 44 degrees right now. We're looking at going up all the way up to 70 degrees today. Okay? Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's topic is entitled, Does Maturity Have Anything to Do with Age? Does maturity have anything to do with age? So we're going to discuss what I mean by the term maturity and the achievement of maturity by body and mind. And this is a subject that a lot of people don't understand and need to understand in order to know how to accept those who are immature. Okay? And there are a lot of immature people out there. I mean, they're of all ages, right? And they're mostly of the younger generation, okay? And one thing that made that led me to do this subject is there are a lot of men out there, older men in their 30s and 40s, that not really target young girls, but they see these young girls and their bodies are very mature. I remember in high school, and there were some girls in high school whose bodies were mature, that matured a lot faster than other girls, other females, okay? I mean, they had the full breasts and, you know, full butts and legs, but and some girls weren't, bodies hadn't matured at that time, and you know, they still just had these bumps on their chest, you know, small bumps on their chest, and their bodies hadn't filled out yet. And then you may see them, you know, 10 years from there, 8 years from there, 5 years from there even, and their bodies have matured. So they've, you know, they've gotten fuller in the breasts, and their bodies have filled out. The same with guys and with the bodies. And, you know, because some guys' bodies develop faster than others, or they mature faster than others, okay? Some guys have hair under their arms and all this stuff and hair on their faces in high school, whereas, like, for me, I'm even right now at 50 years old, my hair on my face doesn't grow as fast as some people. Right, and that's not a sign of immaturity because I'm well past my maturation. Okay, but I guess that's just gonna be something that's with me. I you know, a lot of people have chest hair, a lot of chest hair, back hair, and all this. I don't have any back hair. I don't have any chest hair. And that's something that I actually enjoy, is not having chest hair. Okay, I may have a strand here and there in the middle of my chest, but overall I feel like that's no chest hair, and I like that. Okay, I feel younger without the chest hair. Okay, some people love that chest hair, but I don't. Okay. Some people are very hairy. I'm not a very hairy person. Okay? But that's not a sign of immaturity. Body hadn't matured. That's just, I guess, the way it is. But again, some people's bodies mature faster than others. Okay? But at some point, your body is going to mature. But it has nothing to do with age, just as well as your mind, your mental, that has nothing to do with age. Because I remember late in my 20s, there was a guy same age as me, who to me was very immature. Okay. Doing things that, being silly and doing things that we did in high school. Late 20s now, still living in high school or doing things that we did in high school, acting like we're still in high school. That's a sign of mental immaturity. Okay? These pranks and practical jokes and things like that. I feel like people that do those type of things are immature. Okay? Some people never get out of that. Always, you hear people say, he's still a prankster. Well, that means he's still immature. Okay? Because at some point, you're gonna come out of that prankster stage, okay? You're gonna come out of that prankster mentality, and again, that's a sign of immaturity. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So, we're talking about, is age have anything to do with maturity? And it doesn't. Mentally, physically, it doesn't. Okay? And again, people can be 30 years old and still pulling pranks like they did back when they were 15 years old. That's a sign of immaturity. All right? There are people that are, I feel like, who will laugh at the slightest thing. And you're like, what are you laughing about? He pulled his ear. Oh, come on, man. Those are signs of immaturity. Okay? Those are signs of immaturity. And I guess until and maturity is also an experience thing. Once you experience different things at different times in your life, you become more mature. Okay? I remember, back when we were coming through high school, and we look at videos about, you know, men and women anatomy, and it, you know, people are snickering in class. I can't look at that thing. Look at that. Look. But as you get older and have experience with the opposite sex, you know, man on female or female on man, male, then as you experience that, and you experience that over and over again, that immaturity in that area goes away. Now when you see that those videos, there's no snickering going on. There's no, look at that, all that, there, that doesn't happen anymore. So that's a sign of maturity. Okay? As, you know, you think about some of the, okay, look at this example. When, let's go to sports, okay? I like to use sports. When Kobe Bryant came into the league, of course, he came out of high school. He was immature. He had basketball immaturity. Although he was probably more mature than some of the guys coming out of, a lot of the guys coming out of high school, but as far as the guys that were already in the league that had the experience of pro basketball, he was very immature. So sometimes he'd take shots that were ill-advised. Sometimes he'd make fouls that were, you know, they weren't smart fouls. That's a sign of basketball immaturity. So there's maturity and immaturity in all different aspects of your life. Okay? People who are, you know, a lot of young people are out there buying these Jordans and Timberlands and, you know, all this stuff when they're in college and don't have a responsibility of a household or anything like that, or taking care of an apartment or even a house that they live in, or handling, you know, electric bills and gas bills and all this stuff of a household, they're immature. But once they experience the, you know, living on their own and having to pay rent, having to pay electric bill, having to pay gas bill, having to pay for a car note, a car insurance, all these things. Now they start to experience that, and they withdraw from buying these Jordans and Timberlands and all this kind of stuff. So now they're starting to mature in that aspect of life. Okay? They start to mature in that aspect of life. And you know, that's the whole thing, is to experience sexual acts with the opposite sex. Then, you know, you start to understand what's going on because you have that experience. A man with an experience. Okay, that means a man who's done that is never at the mercy of a man with the theory. A man who has not done that but has an idea of what the experience is. Y'all with me on that? A man with an experience. is never at the mercy of a man with a theory. Okay? If you've never done that, if I've bought two houses, a condo in my lifetime. Okay? I don't move around a whole lot. Okay? But if you're coming, if you're a young person coming up looking to buy a house, and you know, why wouldn't you ask me what's involved in buying a house? I've been there. I've done that. A man, and I know what it takes, although it's been 10 years since I bought this house. Things may have changed a bit as far as that goes. But they haven't changed that much. They haven't changed that much. So, you know, I, again, a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with a theory. Okay? And you know, that's why sometimes at my job, we ask the boss, what do they think about this job? Well, he's got more experience than we do, so he can make a decision as to if it's good, if it's okay, or if it's not. And that's a sign of maturity in that area, sign of maturity. And that's how it works. So maturity has nothing to do with age, but it has everything to do with experience. Nothing to do with age, everything to do with experience. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow again at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day, guys. Take care of yourselves.